Yes, this is going to be a really
round number two
quick podcast because then getting the doors replaced in the house, not my choice, but they're literally taking away
the door we're using. And before anyone calls in and says, Corey, I really heard you tapping your lights today.
So we're actually going to make this a really quick podcast. We tried to record this earlier. It was so distracting.
Horrendous.
It was horrendous. It was the worst.
We honestly had to save your ears from
it. So really quick, we want to talk about comfy mistakes. And the big takeaway of this short podcast is that mistakes are a part of business. They're actually the healthiest indicator that you are failing forward. Yeah. Now in the group. You want to say something?
No. No, I don't at all.
Now, in the group, I often see people say, I make a mistake, I'm done with K-pop. Mm-hmm. Or I made a mistake, I'm done with Eddie. Mm-hmm. And what happens is you stop the ability to grow when you stop making mistakes. Mm-hmm. Mistakes are the common growth part of a business. And I was telling this in the podcast we just deleted, that when we first started the business, the accountant assumed I knew something and she didn't assume I know nothing, mm-hmm. which was the accurate assumption is that I know nothing. All of a sudden, I get all these fines for not filing or paying something. I don't know what it was. And I emailed the accountant and she was like, idiot, you're supposed to pay those. Like, uh-huh. Oh, no way.
Yeah. I see a lot of people have to have everything perfect mm-hmm. before they launch something. Mm-hmm. A business, a new avenue of, you know, macarons or something mm-hmm. like that. But if you plan for everything to be perfect, the heartbreak you're going to suffer when inevitably something does not go perfectly.
It's
going to
hit you so hard. It's going to take you down.
Yeah. And I see people quit their bakeries, mm-hmm. quit their businesses. I'm only going to do this for fun now because something didn't go right. Like one interaction with a customer, your colors bled, you had the wrong color, and you know they called you out on it. Uh-huh. So now you're like disappointed in yourself. Business isn't for me. I can't handle this.
I'm going to get a bad review and that's going to ruin me. So instead of risking the bad review, mm-hmm. I'm going to never grow. Mm-hmm. I'm going to never expand because the natural byproduct of expansion is mistakes.
Yeah. I'm not naturally good at anything. Anything I touch will be horrendous before it gets better.
And you've made peace with that. So now Corey can walk vigilantly into the night making mistakes because she knows that's the tax to get better at something.
Uh-huh.
She came in with a dough. It might as well have been a Frisbee. A sourdough.
It was not that bad.
It might as well have been it was a hockey puck that was barely edible.
Bottoms were burnt.
Yeah. But that was a process of now learning. So guess what? Bottoms weren't burnt today. Mm-hmm. The sourdough that walked through the door.
Yeah, because from that mistake of not using parchment and using a heavier, whatchamacallit, baking sheet, I learned, okay, we need a thinner baking sheet and parchment paper.
So some people are like, well, I don't want to have to make that mistake.
Yeah.
No, you don't always have to. You can learn from other people's mistakes. But the fact is, a mistake will be made and will be learned uh-huh. from. If you're fearful of mistake making, you are – this is always, I tell people, like in terms of like search engine optimization, mm-hmm. if a website is rising, yours doesn't stay the same. It actually has to fall. If one goes up, one must come down.
Yeah.
So in the event that you have a competitor that's willing to fall in love with mistakes, it's not that your business stays where you left it. It's that your business actually falls because they are rising.
Yeah.
Because they're willing to do something you're scared of. You want to tell that Eddie story you just told me?
When I first got Eddie, I was like, yeah, I'm going to be corporate girly. This is going to be my era. I'm never going to make a normal cookie ever again. Made these cookies. Of course, I had not necessarily marketed Eddie. I wasn't confident with Eddie. But I was like, oh, yeah, I kind of know this lady in business. Known her for a few years. She wanted Eddie cookies, like printed. I was like, yeah, I can print them on. Printed them. In a couple hours, I bagged them. That was a mistake. When it came up, there was no logo. It was like liquid.
Liquid logo at the bottom of the bag.
Liquid air. So it had melted. I hadn't let anything dry in time. Didn't know. My mistake. So I reached out to the client. I said, I am so sorry. I said, but if I remake these cookies with the printed logo and bring them to you unbagged, is that okay? And she's like, oh, absolutely. We're going to unbag them anyways for the event. So I was able to learn from that. Okay, I made some mistakes. The best way to learn from a mistake is to join a group. And that's why we have uh-huh. the Sugar Cookie Marketing Group. That's why we made the baking group.
But now here's the flip side. I'm in the Eddie group. I really uh-huh. like seeing what people – I mean, they're just fantastic. It's Eddie Printers User Group. But when you get in there, people are talking about the problems. And I'm like, this is great.
Oh, yeah.
Look at all these things we can learn from. And then I see this closed mindset of, well, I'm not going to get in Eddie. This person writes mm-hmm. because I see all the problems mm-hmm. right there. That's you not willing to make the mistake to expand your business.
Yeah.
So there's no corporate girly era on the other side of that thought.
Yeah. But there's no mistake either.
There's no mistake. And wow, I can say I've never had to refund because I've never had to sell.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's two people who never had to refund. The one who's naturally gifted, which is most not of any of us in this room. And
there's
then
only two of us in the room.
The person who's never sold has never had a refund, uh-huh. right? So what I'm saying is fall in love with mistake making. Now, you mentioned in that podcast we just deleted that you actually bring your clients into the mistake.
So if someone asks for
order
something,
is a mistake.
Yeah, if someone asks for something and I'm not necessarily 100% confident that I can either recreate it or provide it, I'll let them know, hey, I'm newer to cake pops, but I would totally love to bake these for you. Just at the end of the day, you're going to have a round cake pop that's a color. But best case,
Mario's at the top.
Yeah, Mario's at the top, bursting forth out of it.
Right.
So it's okay to bring them in, especially a lot of them have so much grace that they're willing to give if you're just upfront with them, mm-hmm. that they're willing to make the mistakes with you at the end of the day.
Yeah. Corey had, well, bringing it back to the first time you made a cake pop, Corey had this genius idea. It was not genius. To put a green Jimmy sprinkle into the cake batter. Little did we know, we did find out that the Jimmy Sprinkles color leaked into the batter and it was just this nasty shade of green.
It did. Look, it tasted great. It looked unappetizing.
It looked like if E. coli had a birthday.
It did look like mold had taken root.
Right. So the client gets in and they're like, hey, I don't like this. And Corey's like, absolutely, here's a refund. My apologies. Back to the drawing board. Was that Corey's first and last cake pop? No.
No.
You failed on a couple more. They got blobbier. But now they're really nice.
Yeah. But I learned. Don't put the jimmies in while the cake is still warm.
Right. And that was failing forward. Now, what happens is you make a mistake. You make a public mistake. Yeah. And people, you feel embarrassed. You feel shame. And these are all natural side effects of making mistakes. But if you can fall in love with a mistake making. Uh-huh. I was telling Corey on Reddit, I saw this thread of this guy learning to do a backflip from his feet onto a mattress. So he had a mattress to catch his fall, right? As we were watching, and he recorded them all and sped them up. I think we were watching over a couple weeks' time.
Uh-huh.
And someone made a comment. They're like, hey, he gets better, then he actually gets worse, and then he sticks the landing.
Yeah.
And someone's like, yeah, that's the natural side of learning. When you try something new, you have beginner's luck, that confidence of I don't know what I don't know yet.
I'm always like, this worked out too good. Right,
but you don't know why it worked out. Then when you get your brain involved, you're like, I'm going to actually figure out why this worked out. You're going to make more mistakes as you refine your process.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden you're like, now I know what works and doesn't work. And then you've got a new talent.
Yeah. I joined all the sourdough groups because now I'm in my sourdough
the
era.
Public ones I see when you post.
I know. Now Facebook's
like Corey's doing
stuff. But when I see most often is people will mess up a loaf and then quit. It's taking up too much flour. It's taking up too much time. This just isn't for me. And you have people like trying to drag them out of the gutter like, no, this is for you. If you don't want it to be for you, it won't be for you.
Yeah. If you want the perspective of I'm afraid of mistake making, guess what? You'll never have to make mistakes, but you'll never be successful.
Yeah,
you'll never be as successful as you could be.
Uh-huh. You'll never have a sourdough bread. Things that are intimidating, macarons. Macaron shells are disappointing because they only turn out wrong at the end.
No.
They're right until
that'll break your spirit.
But if you gave up every time the shells wasn't right and you didn't tweak anything, macarons are definitely not for you.
Absolutely.
Because you said they're not for you.
You're afraid of failure.
Uh-huh.
So there's those camp afraid of failure and there's camp fail forward.
Uh-huh.
The camp fail forward, I can see when they write posts in that group. I can see what they're doing. I can see their mentality. I can see that they were the thing is like, hey, the client showed up late, but I didn't remind them.
Yeah.
How can I make this work? Versus I'm afraid to fail camp is the client. Well, I got busy and they should know and the client's stupid.
Uh-huh.
And then I have to delete your thread.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, the one person I'm like, wow, you're not afraid to fail and you are going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
I always feel bad for the localities where somebody's like that because I'm like, you're going to clean up because you get it. You don't mind to make mistakes. You're willing to work with a client. You're willing to refund. You're willing to continue to fail for it. There's a lady in the cookie con. She's actually local to us, which is so funny. I almost felt like she should call me. I want to say that. But she was like, yeah, you know, I've listened to the podcast. I saw the Twins Funny Post where they go to class and they didn't bring the icing. She said, you'll never guess what I didn't bring when I got to class an hour from my house.
That's hilarious.
But you know what she said to the – she said, hey, guys, I am so sorry. Can we redo this? I think she might have even rescheduled
it. Oh, really?
Something I didn't get what the recourse was. But either way, she was like, everyone was so forgiving.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody went to go get the icing.
Well, at the end of the day, we're all human. And mistakes just come naturally with it.
So fall in love with them.
Yeah.
Fail forward. And then the door is coming down.
I also think if we call it mistakes, it has such a negative connotation.
What do you want to call
if you learn from it.
What do you want? What's a more attractive? How can we rebrand mistakes?
A lesson?
Hard learned.
Hard learned lesson?
Yeah, mistakes. Yeah, you just got to say like, hey, this is a part of it. This was the guarantee. The mistake was the guarantee. It wasn't the one-off. That mistake was always going to happen.
Yeah.
You were going to have a rough go at it. Anyways, we have sponsors. Eddie, the edible food printer.
I did an Eddie order. Let me tell you, if you stare at soccer malls long enough, they look weird.
Yeah, I've seen the soccer ball struggle.
The soccer ball struggle. So I got an order, last minute order, soccer balls with the word sharks on it. So I said, you know what? Let me Eddie the soccer ball. Smart.
Little Tracy practice piping.
Yeah, but then I just did sharks on top of it piped. Yeah. So you have this perfect soccer ball and then words on top of it. Turned out great. I was able to get them done.
Fantastic. Zero mistakes.
Zero mistakes.
Yes, and our other sponsor is Bakety Bake. Man, they're taking that. Door's not leaving. The door's going.
They are.
Door's gone.
They're taking the house with that door. The other podcast sponsor is Bakety Bake. It's a royal batch. That was wrong. That was a mistake.
If you listened to back to the beginning of this pod, like the not just this podcast, the beginning of every podcast ever.
We read it off a piece of paper.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
maybe they were like, we wish we'd read it off a piece of paper. But Royal Batch by Bakety Bake is a meringue powder that has everything you need not to make mistakes.
And everything.
If you're struggling, if you find that the current meringue powder you're using is out of stock and you're willing to make that switch.
And to learn. Make a mistake.
If you're willing to try something, yeah, I think you actually be really happy switching over to Bakey Bake. A lot of people who try it will say, oh my goodness, how did I not?
And then some of you guys will try it. It didn't work for me.
I hate it. I made a mistake. I'm never going to use it. This is trash.
But you can save 10% by using code TWINS. It already has three ingredients in it, which is vanilla flavoring. Okay. Saves you money there.
Corn syrup.
Corn syrup saves you money there. Gives a soft white food coloring. So it just whips up bright white.
I follow. 58th episode. I'm getting it.
Yeah. The ingredients on the back, like the recipe on the back. Mm-hmm. I do take out 1 tablespoon of
the
meringue
powder. Somebody asked, if you take out the tablespoon, do you add something else back in? Or you're just living life with
I take out the tablespoon and I take out a little water. So when it whips up super thick because that's the goal to make your – like meringue is an unstable ingredient, so you want to make it stable. So you mix it till it stiff peaks. Mm. Then you add your water. Yeah.
Because you can overmix. I lost you. Make mistakes.
Lost you.
Okay. Oddly, that's more interesting.
Knock
the
on wood. I've never overmixed.
Knocking on wood. That's all this podcast is.
I've never overmixed icing. I've forgotten meringue powder.
Listen. I this podcast is on making mistakes.
Never have, ever.
Corey's never had an icing bleed. She never had a butter bleed.
No, I have icing bleed even to this day.
Why? The humidity.
Humidity.
I know you get a little sad when it gets warm outside because your icing bleed.
The room that I make cookies in bakes all day. The room itself.
It's warm.
It's hot.
Oh.
So that's why I had to get a air conditioning unit.
You are a spending expenditure.
Spending.
My grandmother loves Dyson stick vacuums. And for good reason. They are so agile. Mobile.
Let me just talk about the pluses. I don't
tactile.
Own one till today.
Yeah. So Ruthann buys a Dyson. Turns out she wanted to replace the exact one she had, but had bought one that she, a difficult little lady.
Yeah.
So they were going to go return it today. Corey's like, let me get a look-see at it.
Let me take a peek in the box.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'll go get it out of the car. And Ruthann's like, she doesn't know. I said, no. The way she worded that, she's already bought it in her mind.
Listen.
Buys it off of my grandma. This is your first Dyson.
Yeah.
Picking up her spin.
I am going to. Here's the thing. I've been connected to the wall with a cord forever.
Your second life starts with a cordless stick vac. You lose suction. Right? You lose, but your agility, the ability to just grab and go.
Here's the thing. Customers come just to the one floor, into the door. I don't want the dust bunnies rolling as they approach.
Yeah. It has that laser sight on it. That'll wake you.
Yeah.
You think you're clean until that laser. The green
I know,
laser.
But I do love the vacuums I have now. But what if I just had this little
you're going to find that
hit
you only
spots.
Reach for it.
Hit the spot.
I want you to turn the lights off. I want you to vacuum at night. I want that green laser to guide you. You're going to be horrified.
Horrified. But I vacuum all the time.
You're going to be horrified.
I know.
It's wild. Here's a wild thing about Dyson is she's only had it 3 years. Granted, my grandmother vacuums out the garage.
She vacuums leaves.
And nobody can get her to stop.
In fall.
Nobody can get her to stop. She's vacuuming out pedals.
To me,
she's
I feel like you need
grass.
To be a little tender.
I agree. Have respect for the machine. That lady's like, it's $500. It should be.
Yeah.
Here's
She's treating it like a dry vac.
Yeah. Here's the flip side. She has an Electrolux. She got on her. We did the math in the Chick-fil-A one yesterday. An Electrolux vacuum. She got on her 25th wedding anniversary. They were married for 60 years. And so he's been dead for 10.
Wow.
So we're how at old 40-ish is it? Years.
But you said that thing.
The thing is a, it looks like it's been through a war.
Yeah.
But it vacuums like it has a job.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a bag? Is it a bag?
Bagged canister. Like it's a bag when you have a little, it's impossible to move around. It's ridiculously heavy. It's like heavier than
the core. So like you empty out the bag or is there a bag in the bag that you toss the bag?
The whole thing, the whole guy, I don't even get how she can move him around. He's so heavy.
It's so funny.
It is like, it's like as if I have to carry Ray, your dog, around while I'm vacuuming.
I know. Then that's just, you can't do the stairs with it.
So, no way. No. Not unless you want an early grave.
So that's what I was like. I really wanted something for the stairs. It's so hard.
I know, that Dyson stick. It'll do it. And just so you know, like, I don't know, this blew my mind, this really simple concept. You know how they have the Dyson motor, right? The canister.
Yeah.
And then you have that pole. You don't actually have to use a pole, so you can make them a really squatty vacuum and just do the stairs
down. Oh, really?
Pull my life up. Like that stupid thought of just moving out the plastic.
Yeah, because I'm dusting all the time.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to love them.
I would love to know your feedback.
You know I'm going to love it.
That'll be your Twinters. Do you have a Twinters
this week? That is my Dyson.
The Dyson, that I purchased
just before
we started
this.
Mine is the doors. Just kidding. I would never buy doors. I think it was, even I said
no, sometimes you need doors.
You need them, but the ones that were there were doing their job.
But there's some places I've lived in, the doors are not dooring. They're literally a piece of paper that latches sometimes.
Hello, Rip. That takes us through our, it's only been 16 minutes.
Woo!
That takes us, just because it's so ridiculous. Yeah. We're going to do an abbreviated podcast this time. I know
you're
you guys
lucky
are
we even did it, my friend.
I know you guys are like, but we want more of you too. Please.
The only
reason
you guys like this podcast is it's just been the most consistent.
What else are you going to listen to? We're only doing this. So you have to come back each after week. Someone said weird.
Sorry.
They have to listen to you.
Open mouth coughs like a little guy.
Now, I was thinking back. COVID, that shutdown day, is 4 years ago.
Wow. Remember that day when we were like, let's go get something to eat?
And they're like, it's been better. Okay, but we went for 2 years with people not open mouth coughing.
Yeah.
They figured out a way. You know, like when you used to sit in church and you just would listen to the coughs? You didn't eat. Turns out that was all made up. I, for 2 years, would run out of the store and cough on the outside.
Yeah, but at lunch time, you're like,
now we're free. Open mouth. I was literally passing by. But now everyone's back to open mouth.
I know. I hear it in the sneezing.
I can't walk through a sneeze cloud. I gotta go.
Listen, if me and Heather are walking in the mall and she witnesses a sneeze, we will have
to change levels.
It is bizarre. You would think that there was like a portal that we couldn't pass through.
You know,
we will
why?
Walk around the sneeze cloud.
It's not because I'm even afraid of COVID. When I get a head cold, it takes me to my knees. Mm-hmm. It wipes me out. It's 3 days, no
working.
Do
you, as someone sneezes, you know,
I think my
the tainted
snarls.
Area gets farther out. Like, does your circle?
Oh, we gotta leave. We gotta go outside the mall and go back to Macy's. I don't know why. I just can't help it. So I was watching a TikTok, and it was a guy. He was a doctor, and he was telling you when you're in the operating room. Of course, we were all passed out.
What if
out.
You have a sneezing there?
So the little attending nurse, of course, it's just him acting as two different people.
Yeah.
The attending nurse says, "I need to sneeze," and turns around, and the doctor says, "Why would you have just sneezed on me?" And the attending nurse is like, but I didn't. I turned around. And they were like, so now he's a third person explaining the argument. And he was like, when you have a mask on in the operating room and you sneeze into it, the particulates bounce off the mask. So you actually have to sneeze.
And come back to this little.
Yeah. So he says in the operating room, you sneeze toward the patient because it'll actually put the particulates.
Oh, my goodness. Why are there even particulates getting out of there?
It was not. I do not
know. I didn't want to tell you this.
I will wake up from my surgery of an open mouth cough sneeze and walk out.
I didn't want to tell you this because I know you're so weird. But while we were eating 2 weeks ago at CPK, a little kid behind you.
I know. I fell down the back of my neck.
Threw up.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It just bubbled out of his mouth, onto his chest, onto the table. The mom freaked out, pushed the other kid out. To go like kind
this
of
this is
like,
happening behind me?
Yeah, you were just talking through it. But I didn't I knew if I said the kid just threw up, you would die. I would lose a lunch in more than one way.
Okay, losses. Yeah, I don't know what happened to the back of my brain. I think because I get so sick with just the common cold that I now have this like
if we're just nitpicking.
Okay, go ahead, man.
You have this thing that in your mind, if you don't say it, and it goes unsaid, like someone cannot stop a sneeze. But if someone sneezes in your car, you'd be like, did you sneeze into your hand? And then you'll.
Okay, who are you referencing?
Lower
your
the
son.
Window.
Your son.
A sneeze is natural.
Okay, I want to be honest. This problem I've had about. This problem I've had has been a long term thing. This has been who I am.
Where you roll down a window thinking that the
Corey and I,
the wind will take ago, the sneeze out?
I don't know. As long as it doesn't touch. Corey and I, a couple years ago, I come to pick him up for our annual beach trip. She wants to bring her kid with her.
Yeah.
As soon as his butt.
I don't know what happened.
As soon as his butt gets in my car, he starts. Snot nose dying. The dude is fighting.
He literally caught a cold from walking out of the house and hopping
into walked into somebody's open sneeze. and he proceeded the entire trip to. And I was like, no, listen, he's like five at this time. You gotta let him blow his nose.
But every time he had a little sneeze, Heather's face.
I tried not to show it to him.
I saw it. I saw both of you two.
Hey, you are the most annoyed by your own son. Open mouth coughing.
I can because I birth him. When I get sick, I take less space.
Yeah, you disappear. Yeah. I'll be like, we're having a corn. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, she passed away. We just never
uh-huh.
My grandmother expands.
She my husband? Expands
everywhere. Here's the craziest thing, and I didn't want to tell her this. She got sick a couple weeks ago. And I'm like, you are not washing your hands enough. But I didn't want to say that because it makes me look like
yeah.
So I got these Lysol sprays. These little pocket ones.
For your hands?
No,
or
they're
for
like
surfaces?
Surfaces. And I read them. It's like things must be drenched and you must let it sit for your
drenched
hands.
In the sneeze or drenched in the
spray? Spray. Because it was probably drenched in the sneeze. So every time she would walk outside, I would just spray every light, every place she was sitting.
Did you end up getting sick?
No. No, I didn't. So it's only reaffirmed. Then she was like, hey, do you want to use my car and go to Chick-fil-A? And
you,
I had.
Did
I
you
said,
turn?
I said, I'm so sorry for what I'm
rude.
About to do. I said, I will be happy to drive your car, but I'm going to have to spray it
Why
down.
Why didn't you take your car?
She didn't want to get mine.
You didn't want her in your car with her germs.
Also that. Maybe both.
My husband will. We've never eaten dinner on the coffee table.
That'd
never.
Be weird.
Never. No, but I come home.
Your knees have your place.
Come home. In his sickness, is sitting atop the coffee table. One, I don't even think I can hold
He's
this weight.
Sitting on the coffee table?
Mm-hmm. Eating.
Barbaric behaviors.
Yeah. You've never sat
There's so
there.
Many chairs.
Yeah, so why are we taking table. Up more space? I said the more places your body
he
goes.
He was sitting on the coffee table next to the piano bench?
The one behind my computer. So he was literally
That's
breathing
so
onto the back of my head. So I said, the more places you take
up. Because he wanted your attention, but he went about it the wrong way.
Yeah, I want you to take less space. Yeah. I am cleaning now twice as much. Because your body is everywhere versus
so
in the one place.
You do have a germ problem.
I don't want to get sick. Because when I get sick, the house still demands me.
Mm-hmm.
When they get sick, mm-hmm. I just count them one down, one man down.
One less place to clean up. When I got COVID one time in the 4 years that everyone was getting it, I was like, let me shrink. Let me not infect this house. So I'm like, hey, I'm not going to come downstairs while somebody's here. They never left. And I was like, finally, I had to send a text. Like, I am starving. I am so hot. I said, a pizza will be arriving.
Did you want them to leave food at
go!
Your door?
I wanted them to leave the house. I would have sprayed myself down, but I couldn't get out the room. Mm-hmm. So I said, a pizza's arriving. If one of you will, like, you know,
toss it
prison slide it under the door, that would be great. That was ridiculous.
Anyways, so don't make mistakes.
Don't make a mistake of sneezing in my vehicle. Okay, that was good.
Gotcha. Bye.